Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 70 years old, and I took it for 5 days, and it was just, the fifth day, I was just like, I was back. It was like I dropped 10 years.
I'm improving. It gives me energy. I can get up, and I can go out, work, and mow the grass, and do things like that. And, you know, and people notice, what are you doing that's helping you? And I said, taking the Balance of Nature. And so it does good.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
I wish we had a TV expert to tell us what to do today.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
I hate relying on common sense. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, thanks, God. We'll take it from here. They were rugged fellas. They were men.
Love that clip. Still love that clip. I've been playing that for 12 years. I still love that clip. John Wayne, welcome to the show. I have Susan with me. Big thanks to Melissa. Hi, Susan. How
hey
are
there.
You?
Good.
Susan Reeve joins me, and we have a lot to talk about, of course. I did Alex Jones earlier, the Alex Jones Show, and you can catch that. I talked about all the questions I have. It's so funny, too. You know, I already have the hate mail rolling, you know, from that. And it's so, I have a lot of good mail, too. But it's so interesting. People never want to answer any of my questions that I pose, but they will guilt and shame me for asking them like it's nobody's business. And so I always write back, well, just answer my questions and then I'm good and I'll go away. I'll never ask them again. Just answer my questions that I have, because there's so many about the footage that we didn't see and the footage that I don't know if it happened. And I want, there's other footage that we should have been shown. But it is interesting to see the, how dare you ask a single question about what you were fed by the media? How dare I ask the most obvious questions about the footage we didn't get? And so to me, that's a problem. I see a huge, big problem in that. And just answer the questions. See how easy peasy this is? Goodness. All right. So you'll be able to see that at band period video. You can go there and you can see that. I'm on camera, and researchers made a giant meatball from mammoth DNA. So I guess it didn't work because they made a big meatball of flesh instead of a mammoth. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know that that kind of fail I'd be proud of, but they took mammoth DNA and made a meatball of flesh. What do you think, Susan?
I know. Science. I read that too, and I thought, so what were they thinking? Who came up with that idea? Because I thought the point was to reconstitute the mammoth, because that would actually be really cool. You know, it's not like reconstituting the T-Rex or something. It's a mammoth, and they're not predators. So why couldn't they do that?
I
would be excited for
one
that.
One can only ask at this point why they'd put such a fail out. But, okay.
Well, and research money going towards that, reconstituting a mammoth, I would be all for it.
Right. Yes, of course. All right. So... just throwing that out there. Let's talk about the unreported violence, because the media always hones in on one aspect of it. Let's talk about underreported violence in America.
Well, it's regarding pro-life groups. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to mention that there were some headlines that were so disturbing that Reuters put out, that a bunch of people put out. There has been an arrest for a firebombing on a pro-life group. You don't really see that at the top of the headlines anywhere, right?
They don't care.
Firebombing arrest on a pro-life pregnancy group, pro-pregnancy. But here's something. Think about this. Reuters put out this as a headline, and this is just an atrocity. Mm-hmm. Former Christian school student kills three children and three staff in Nashville shooting.
Yes.
Former Christian school student.
Mm-hmm.
That is implying that the person who did the murder was a Christian, right?
Right.
No. And so this is a great article actually by Kaylee Griswold, who said, here, I fixed it for you. Here's what the headline said. Here's what they should have said. They should have said, transgender killer murders three Christian school children and three staff in possible hate crime. That would have been accurate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another MSNBC vile headline. Six are dead in Nashville. Let's revisit how much the Tennessee GOP loves guns.
Wow. Well, we knew those headlines were going to happen, and they usually do when they pick particular cases to talk about and situations to talk about endlessly on the news. And when you get those particular situations,
well,
it's gun control.
And just the combining the Tennessee GOP loves guns, so a massacre.
Right.
She said, "Here, let me fix that for you. Nashville shooter killed innocent children after deeming other target too secure." Mm-hmm. She went to other targets first, mapped them out, deemed that they had too high of a security, and then went to one with low security.
Hmm. Interesting.
So the Huffington Post, how much we love the Huffington Post.
No, we don't. She's being very sarcastic. Go ahead.
Yeah. Am I not dripping with sarcasm?
Yeah.
A gun-loving GOP congressman from Nashville torched for response to school shooting. And she said, here, I'll fix it for you. Crickets, there's no story here. This was a dumb headline.
Well, they didn't roast Biden for the ice cream jokes.
No. That was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Joking around.
Yeah, about ice cream and kids, and then saying, oh, by the way, after 10 minutes, I think I'll talk about. I think they wanted us to see that, though. They wanted us to see his foot in mouth insanity. They wanted us to see that. There was a reason we got that. But anyway,
that seemed very scripted.
But the media
scripted.
Stayed away from it. Yeah.
That seemed very scripted. Mm-hmm. Okay, Newsweek. Now, I mean, you think, come on, people. This is Newsweek. Drag shows and gender-affirming care for minors were banned in Tennessee this month while assault weapons remain legal.
Mm-hmm.
That was the headline.
So they have a Second Amendment in the Constitution, but okay.
other than that, and she said, here, let me fix it for you. Tennessee moved to protect minors from same gender bending interventions embraced by radical trans killer. That would have been accurate. Right.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today. I mean, these are things that millions of people read, right? Police on Monday afternoon said, this is the headline, said that the shooter was a transgender man. Officials had initially misidentified the gender of the shooter. Fixed it for you. Delete the tweet. Police and initial reports were correct. The shooter was female, period.
Mm.
Period.
My real headline would have said false flag orchestrated by feds and government to get more gun control. But, I mean... you're not going to get any truth in the headlines, and they're going to skew this the way they want it. Clearly they are. And they're getting a lot of mileage out of it.
Oh, they're getting so much mileage. Yeah. And what I really find fascinating is how now the fear is in the trans community. The fear in the fear. This is NBC News. Fear pervades Tennessee trans community amid focus on Nashville shooter's gender identity. And she says, let me fix it for you. Trans activists spin the death of Nashville Christian school kids to be about themselves. Mm. And that's actually accurate. Spinning it, right?
Right.
The art of projection. The art of projection. But, you know, the timing was actually very interesting because they had banned these what they call gender-affirming surgeries. And then the governor had vetoed it. Mm-hmm. And then today, the legislature in Tennessee overturned the governor's veto. This was a big, big vote. The timing on the shooting is really fascinating.
Yeah, it's a little too convenient for this vote.
The veto. Mm-hmm. And then. So then we go on to the violence that is not making the top of the news, that is not generating thousands of headlines, but it should. A Wisconsin man was charged Tuesday for allegedly setting fire to the Wisconsin Family Action Office in May, right after the leak of the U.S. Supreme Court abortion ruling Dobbs v. Jackson. Mm-hmm. So this happened back in May, but now they've made an arrest, a firebombing of a pro-life office.
Right.
This is a terror attack on a pro-life facility, right? They reported that they have arrested Harindu Sankar Rotohuri, 29, in Boston. So that's an Indian name. That does not mean any Indian
So it was
people.
Reported on, it's just not in all the headlines. It's not in all the headlines that say that the shooting this Monday.
No. This was in lifenews.com. Like, you have to seek
like
this
out. Like, you have
to
search it out. Yeah.
Yes. And he appears to be, this is what's so funny, he appears to be a biochemist and former research scientist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I mean, are you kidding me? Right. He also recently began working at the Promega Corporation, which is located in Madison. As an undergraduate, he appears to have received an award for outstanding achievement while studying at New Mexico State University. And now he is a terrorist. This is, that is
but
so
not
strange.
Called a terrorist.
No, but isn't that so, so strange? He said, the article said that Wisconsin Family Action, which is a pro-life organization, was heavily damaged by fire and the threat, quote, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, unquote. And other graffiti was spray painted on several exterior walls. And he could face up to 20 years in prison. So let's see if he actually... but the suspect, he was arrested based on DNA evidence, which I just love. Did this biochemist not think that he might be caught by DNA evidence? I love that fact. Jeez. But he had also been trying to flee the country. And so this was like, this ended up being a big manhunt. FBI special agent, let's give special... kudos where kudos are due. FBI Special Agent Michael E. Hensley of the Milwaukee Field Office said his agency remained vigilant throughout the months-long investigation to track down this culprit. And you go, wow, I didn't realize that they were actually making this kind of effort. Because Life News has been keeping track of the attacks, and since 2022, they list a grand total, it printed out over 10 pages, 270 attacks since 2022.
Interesting.
And this includes such things like Antifa radicals harass pro-lifers at March for Life, shouting, calling them fascists, calling them names. But it also includes a lot of violence. It includes over 100 attacks on these offices. And so to be under this kind of constant attack,
right?
Why isn't this the top of the news?
Right.
Who are the people who should genuinely be afraid? If I say I'm a pro-life person, I'm pro-life activist, isn't it important for people in who believe in pro-life, mostly conservative, to know that there are attacks happening all across the country on a regular basis?
Yeah.
You know, and the news does not give us this information, and yet it's very important.
Right.
So if trans activists say they're living in a state of fear, pro-life activists should be living in a state of complete alertness about the fact that there is a huge target that's been painted on your backs.
Interesting. We'll be right back. More with Susan when we come back. Kate Daly Show. You're listening to the Kate Daly Radio.com. KateDalyRadio.com. Be right back. Hey,
Z-Stack was a gift from God. Since with God's grace, I was the originator of the protocol, both the hydroxychloroquine protocol and the Z-Stack approach, that they felt that they were getting an authentic, undiluted version of a treatment that's endorsed by me. And so it's become a real successful approach in mitigating the severity of illness, viral illness, is that it's a nutritional supplement, which it is, and that it is an immune booster. Now, what I could say is that it contains quercetin and vitamin C, which according to the NIH peer-reviewed papers is an effective zinc delivery system. And according to peer-reviewed papers also on the NIH, zinc inhibits the enzyme that is associated with RNA viral replication. And according to peer-reviewed papers, vitamin D3 in high normal levels between 50 and 70 essentially eliminates intensive care unit admissions. It's an extremely powerful immune booster or optimizing your immune system. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick. And then if you, God forbid, you do get sick, you use zinc and a zinc delivery system to inhibit viral replication, and outcomes are much more favorable. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick.
Go to katedalyradio.com, scroll to the bottom of the homepage, and click on the Zelenko ad. And you'll be helping Truth and Radio at the same time you're ordering wonderful products for yourself from Dr. Zelenko. Try the new Z Flu, the brand new product that just came out, that it can help you feel a little better when you have the flu and also help prevent the flu. You're going to love this product. It's called Z Flu. Look for it on Zelenko's page when you link over from my homepage, katedalyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
What a fantastic sale. Use the code word Kate. It helps the show. You can get up to 90% off right now. Take advantage of it. Stock up for Christmas. So many deals that Mike is doing, and it also helps expose election fraud. Thanks, you guys. Use the code word Kate. Thanks so much.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Little Three Dog Night for you. I've got Susan Reeve with me. Final hour on a Wednesday. Tomorrow, Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, and of course, Uncle Milty. So much to talk about. But before we go there, I just wanted to mention a couple of the sponsors. PrepareWithKate.com is a website you can go to. PrepareWithKate.com. And if you click on the bottom and you see My Patriot Supply, same thing, you can click over. But PrepareWithKate.com helps you find those deals. They have such good deals right now to take take advantage of, and this is your window of opportunity to get ahead in food storage as much as you possibly can. I also want you to go to FIQ and get the copper supplements, magnesium. The copper supplement is called Recuperate. It's awesome. I want you to go to balanceofnature.com and get those 31 fruits and vegetables a day going into your system. We need you healthy. We need all hands on deck. This is not a time to be enveloped into health scares. We need you healthy. And so please, I ask you, please go to balanceofnature.com and get the product. I'm always talking about, I talk about it for a reason. I love this product and my family loves it too. There's such a difference you'll feel as well. So we have a lot to talk about, Susan and I, and where do you want to start?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
There really is so much.
We want to talk about Israel and France. I want to talk about Jesus Revolution, too, the movie, too.
Yes, 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 yes. So there's a movie. I haven't seen it, but you have. Mm-hmm. And I have been meaning to go. It's called Jesus Revolution.
It's a true story about the 70s.
Yeah.
It's a good story. Yeah,
yeah. It's based on a story of a bunch of people, drug addicts, former drug addicts, all becoming, turning their lives over to Christ and becoming born-again Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is now grossed $49 million in ticket sales so far.
Right.
And that is more than many of this year's Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it tells you, you know, Todd Starnes, another radio host, just put up a thing about another, like, prayer vigil going on at, I think it was Baylor University. And then we had that marathon week of students driving to Kentucky. We have this movie doing so well, The Chosen. We've had the producers on from The Chosen. That is doing so well. That's the most people have ever given to see a series come to fruition in history of media.
Crowdfunding.
And so we're seeing this surge right now of a lot of people wanting this kind of entertainment. They want these kinds of shows, these kinds of reminders. And it tells you that there's a lot of good people out there that are resisting the media crap that they keep selling us. And it is so pervasive. All you have to do is turn on Netflix or Prime to see how pervasive it is. But people are still clamoring. And the stuff that's making money, if you want to get into making money right now, go do a Christian film. Go do a film that you think they're going to want to see it. Look at Jesus Revolution. People wanted to see this movie.
People wanted to see
it. It's kind of cool.
They spent $15 million. Mm-hmm. That was their budget. And they expected to maybe make it back. And they thought maybe it would actually gross that opening weekend closer to $6 or $7 million. But now they're up to $49 million. So
that's pretty neat.
Like M. Night Shyamalan's thriller Knock at the Cabin only brought in $14 million.
Right.
You know?
I'm glad you're pointing this out.
Yeah.
People need to see that people want this kind of thing. They don't want to see the stuff that Hollywood thinks they want them to see. And it's not doing well. The stuff that they're doing isn't doing well at all.
Well, it's, you know,
it's tanking.
There's that old saying that if you bump a glass and the water spills out, you know what kind of water it is. Well, what is spilling out of Hollywood is crap, right?
Yep. Crap.
And
bust.
So, yes.
The movie Babylon did terrible.
Exactly.
Terrible. Big names. But it was just, it was Babylon. It was having to relive that
it
on
screen.
It was
just gross.
Just grotesque.
I'm glad
to see people are searching for good, better entertainment.
So Roma Downey, mm-hmm. who everybody knows, runs Lightwork Media, faith-based division of MGM. Who mm-hmm. knew? And it said it didn't hurt that they have the names Jesus in the title. For Christian, that's attention-grabbing. It's a provocative title. That's true.
Right.
Jesus should be in the title of more movies.
Yeah.
And so Christian colleges, church groups have been pouring into theaters, and one mm-hmm. couple in Madison, Kentucky bought out an entire day showing of the film just so everyone in their town could see it for free.
Mm-hmm.
And even Roma Downey said, people are hungry for goodness. People
right.
are hungry for change. It says, for a minute, it looked like the world as we knew it was coming to an end. Then what were the things that were important? I think it helped people refocus mm-hmm. on family, faith, and values.
Right.
And so that is indeed what people are hungry for. And we're not apologetic about it.
Yeah.
Because that's what feeds your soul and makes you want to go on and help people. I was reading the account of a woman who lost her daughter, and she had raised her daughter not as a Christian, without religion. And she said to her daughter, The scariest phrase in the world, I think it was something from Shakespeare that said something like, in the end, there is nothingness. And she said that used to just freak her daughter out. Of course it would. Of course it would. You raise children with nihilism, and you end up with the kind of crises that we are seeing. We are seeing an unprecedented level. There was a new article in JAMA, and it came out and said, we have an unprecedented mental health crisis in children, that it used to be something like 25 to 30% of any inpatient of youth was like suicide and mental stress, and now it's up to like 60% of any given institution. That is the percentage of youth struggling that are hospitalized for that reason. And you think, who in their right mind can't look back and say, I know how we got here? Isn't it obvious to people? They pretend it's not. So their answer is, we need more mental health services. It's interesting that they say, never say, we need more faith. We need more family support.
Or we need less government looking over our mental health, and we need to figure out what's causing the issues of mental health rather than providing centers for medicating it. I mean, why are we not looking into why it's happening? Why?
Well, and then California moves ahead with plans through their legislature to make it so that children will not need parental signatures to move into a group home. You can decide on your own as a child to move into a group home.
Right.
I can't even imagine who thinks that is also a good idea. So anyway, the good news is, yes, while all this bad stuff's happening, people are creating things like Jesus Revolution, which in 1 month, 4 weeks, has now grossed $49 million. That says something.
That's huge.
That is a big deal.
Yes. It's kind of like when we were talking about Oscars, and we used to have 50 to 80 million people watch the Oscars 20 years ago. And now it's down to 15 million. And that's like the highest number they could even project, right? That that they could get away with projecting. So it went from 50 to 80 million down to 15 million, but nobody talks about the ratings dip. They don't talk about that. You know what they do? They compare it to the year before, which has similar numbers. So they never compare it to 20 years ago. But, you know, it's a sneaky way to do it. It's a sneaky way to not show you what's actually going on with Hollywood. So, wow.
Well, part of that is they say, well, our attention is divided up between Netflix, Hulu, Prime Video, which is actually true. And so I myself have gone on a Netflix diet for a long time now. So those things are good. Go on a diet.
Yeah.
Go on.
Turn it off.
Go on a media diet.
I agree.
I wanted to just talk about guns for a moment.
Yeah, sure.
Just because guns, the propaganda comes out hardcore, anti-gun, right after these tragedies. But there was something that happened in Houston that really touched my heart. For some reason, it really touches me when seniors are victims of crime. And in this case, the woman survived. So this happened. Houston police said a 23-year-old man was shot and killed when he tried to rob a food truck on South Main in Houston. The man was shot and killed. He put a gun in the face of a woman who, well, she was 53. It was a food truck of a Soul Food. So she sticks his gun in her face, and she pulls out her own gun and shoots and kills him. So you say to yourself, should she have just turned over the money? Well, she didn't know that that was going to save her life. Maybe he would have shot her anyway, right? So I think it's important that in times like these, we remember who has the right to own a gun in America, and it's any law-abiding citizen over a certain age. And in most states, you don't need any type of, you do need a background check. But
we have a God-given right to defend ourselves, and so they'd like to see that taken away.
Yes.
It amazes me, because they're still, the people that are saying that are still going to run around with security guards who have guns in their possession to protect them.
Oh,
it's the hypocrisy is mind blowing.
It is so obnoxious to hear Arianna Huffington go on and on, billionaire,
with her armed guards standing with her armed guards.
And what I loved about this story is they go on and they talk to her, and it says, this is a family run truck, oxtail. We got hamburgers, pork chops. had this man killed this woman, it would have devastated her entire family. It would have devastated the community. It would have how many victims when one person is shot and killed who is an innocent person? Yeah. And I love the fact that Dennis Prager is out there talking about the Ten Commandments. And when, you know, he's on tape, Jordan Peterson says, what do you possibly have to say about, you know, thou shalt not kill? He says, this is important. There's a distinction because the Hebrew word is murder. Thou shalt not murder. That killing is allowed. Killing in self-defense, killing in war is allowed.
Right.
And we forget that. We are not pacifists. Mm-hmm. We are not required to be pacifists and just sacrifice our lives.
That's a good point.
So this is fantastic. There's another article. Elderly Florida woman shoots armed intruder dead at 3 a.m. And the police say, yes, her decisive action stopped the threat. That she was 64 years old. Mm-hmm. Her husband was not home. Mm-hmm. She heard the door come in and... she was 67 and at 3 a.m. and she thought it was her husband, but she got her gun out. She told the man several times to leave and he did not leave.
Right.
And he put his hand up, his arm up, and she shot him and killed him. And it says she was not alone in the house. And now tell me if this does not hit you right in the heart. She was there with her 90-year-old mother.
Oh, wow.
Sweet old people who have a chance at life because somebody invented the gun. They call it the great equalizer.
Right. That came into her house.
Yes.
Broke into her house. Yeah.
Yes.
She had every right.
Armed. He was armed at 64 years old.
Look,
what was he thinking?
We've got an armed nation at 90% armed. So that's why the gun violence level with guns is so low in this country. And it's under 1%. Way under 1%.
Of deaths
mm-hmm. by gun. Because obviously we have an armed nation and this armed nation keeps people from just having it be the Wild West. And so I'm just so grateful for that. I'm grateful for the God-given right that I have. It's supposed to be government protected, but it's not. It's infringed on daily. And that's what we need to stop is the infringement because it says it's not to be infringed on. But for some reason... they like to ignore that word.
So. Well, and to not allow them to hijack the discussion, hijack the news cycle, hijack the narrative in these times.
That wasn't all over the news.
This was not all over the news. It's like a local news thing.
It
right?
should have been because it would tell people, you know, you want to do that. You get to mess with somebody's gun and you deserve it if you're going to go into somebody's house.
Absolutely. And, you know, these people in their 50s and 60s, I'm in my 60s. You could be living another 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That saves your life for decades.
Yeah.
So we underestimate how often these good things happen.
We shall be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. I have Susan Reeve with me. Be right back.
This is the Kate Daly Show. If you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you. Thank you. Thanks for listening in. And of course, visit all my great sponsors. You know, go to MyPillow, go to Balance of Nature. You're going to have great products for Mother's Day and Father's Day at MyPillow. You're going to have great products through Balance of Nature and also FIQ Copper. It's the best copper supplement. And if you don't know you should be taking it, oh my gosh, listen to my podcasts on it. You can go to the homepage, katedalyradio.com, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see the SoundCloud episodes. We take this live show that we're doing now on the dial and we turn it into a podcast and you'll be able to see that. So go there, do that. It's amazing. And you can check out the episode at Alex Jones today on band.video. And you'll scroll down. You can see my hour on there. All right. So let's talk Israel too.
A lot of strange things are going on in the Middle East while we debate guns and trans rights and all sorts of things. The world, the tectonic plates of politics are shifting in a direction that they have never shifted in before. So 2 days ago, China Xi reached out to the Saudi crown prince and is starting to want more influence in the Middle East. And so there's a thaw in Saudi, Iran, Iranian-China connection. Now, this benefits the other alliances, right?
Mm-hmm.
This does not benefit us. And so it's interesting that Trump, and it doesn't benefit Israel, Trump sent out a warning that our biggest adversary, China, is dividing up the world, and now they're planting their flag, so to speak, in the Middle East, and they want that footprint. They have a huge footprint in Africa. They've gone into Africa, they've created debt, they've built things, and then taken over resources, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Xi and Vladimir Putin had gotten together and talked about this once-in-a-century geopolitical power shift and how this was a low point for the United States. Well, it's interesting because Trump has said, you know, that China, Russia, and Iran, not to mention North Korea and other countries, have placed the U.S. in a very bad and dangerous position. They're dividing up the world as we sit around and let them do it. They no longer respect the U.S., but they will, meaning in if Trump becomes president again, they will. So this is very negative coming from Trump. But in the meantime, the Biden administration is wanting this to go forward. As Israel complains about this happening, Biden's administration and through their ambassador is saying, you know, just kind of back off some of these complaints. There's huge riots actually happening in Israel right now, and they pertain in somewhat part of this because Israel is hypervigilant about what Iran is doing because they're continuing to enrich uranium. And here we have our ambassador telling Israel kind of back off. Now, if the Bidens had indeed cozied up to China, taken money from the Chinese Communist Party and leadership, wouldn't they be telling the Israel to kind of back off anything to do with Iran? Yes, they would. And letting China have this bigger footprint in the Middle East. Yes, they would. That's what this would look like, right?
Yeah, right.
And so maybe this has been their agreement all along. Get Biden in and allow China to come and put a big footprint in the Middle East. Well, we rely on those resources in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's more going on. Benjamin Netanyahu, who gave an interview in which he talked about how fantastic it is if they get everybody's DNA in Israel calculated and in a computer, that any drug company can then come in and use the genetics from all the people in Israel to determine if drugs are effective or not, and how fantastic that would be. It sounds like a nightmare to have your DNA all in one database with the drug companies using it to test and base their medicines on. But what are these riots about? Somebody stopped me, actually, randomly and asked me, "What do you know what's going on in Israel?" So there's been huge riots going on since February. It says, first, it's the debate about the proper role of the Supreme Court. The new reforms that Netanyahu wants to place means bringing the Supreme Court under the power of the legislature and the leadership. And so the average people, in fact, a lot of people who've served in the military, who've served in the government, who pay taxes, say, we don't feel comfortable about this. What they're really worried about is that the orthodox wing of the parties is going to take over and get their way. And they don't want to live.
There's their Supreme Court.
Yes. And so they do not want to live under orthodox majority anything.
Yeah. So this is laying down these tracks makes it possible for him to have carte blanche on his database that he's desiring. Let me play this 45 second clip from Netanyahu. Here we go.
A database we have. I intend to bring on that base database of medical, personal medical records for entire population, a genetic database, genomes, okay? Give me a saliva sample, volunteer. But I'm sure most people would do it. Maybe we'll pay them. Now we have a genetic record on a medical record, a database we have. I intend to bring on that base, database of medical, personal medical records for entire population, a genetic database, genomes, okay? Give me a saliva sample, volunteer. But I'm sure most people would do it. Maybe we'll pay them. Now we have...
Now, maybe we'll pay them, maybe we'll make them.
Yeah, maybe we'll just make it.
If we can lay down these tracks, right?
Sure. Or maybe we'll just make it. We don't have to make it mandatory. We'll just say you can't do all these other things unless you're in the computer system.
So the rioting, where it is in France, it's about pensions.
Yes.
Pension age. And Macron's trying to push that through. Then in Israel, it's about the Supreme Court being under the legislature.
There. Yes. Yes, they want the Supreme Court, the people who are protesting want the Supreme Court to remain more or less independent so that if the legislature passes a law, that the Supreme Court can say this is not a legal law and it violates rights. I didn't realize they don't have a constitution per se, but what's happening is they're very concerned because Biden is refusing to get tough on Iran. He's really, really backed off Iran. And who does that benefit? China. His partner, so to speak, all this money that Hunter Biden and Joe and his family took from China. Well, now all the chickens are coming home to roost as they back off of Iran. They're not being tough on Iran. And so Trump had tried to build this coalition with Israel and Saudi Arabia to thwart Tehran's nuclear ambition. But all of a sudden, here comes China. China moving in to make buddy-buddy with Saudi Arabia.
Right.
So this is, they're saying that the new ambassador, Biden's ambassador, is actually an arsonist and that he is adding fuel to the flames of Bibi's backyard. Israel is not lacking for all of these voices and that he needs to back the heck off and not be promoting that Netanyahu move forward with these reforms. So it's really Ambassador Nides was his name. He was endorsing the anti-reform agenda. And so he's encouraging Netanyahu to pump the brakes on the reforms, which he depicted as an impediment to U.S.-Israeli cooperation. So what Netanyahu is doing something that's unprecedented. It's destabilizing the country and it's creating chaos. I think
he's deep state. People don't understand that. They put him on such a pedestal, but go ahead. I think he's deep state.
Well, he's going along with Big Pharma. He is right. He's saying how fantastic. The rest of that quote is how pharma can come in and just do this genetic testing. Well, Pfizer has gone into China and China has said, well, let Pfizer do what they want here. We're going to cooperate with them, but we don't want the mRNA vaccines. We have our own type of vaccines, but not mRNA. And you go, well, that's interesting. Why wouldn't China want the mRNA vaccines? Interesting.
I can only fathom why.
I know. Wow. Yeah. So they must know something that we didn't know at the time. It's interesting, isn't it? How now these multinational corporations move from country to country, get the cooperation of the heads of these governments and, you know, but right on Pfizer's website, their front page, it says the swift delivery of the world's first mRNA COVID vaccine put a big spotlight on the promise of mRNA technology. And China's saying, yep, we don't want any part of that. That should say, what do they know that we obviously our leaders who aren't bought off don't know? So, and last week we talked about the fact, and I haven't heard much of this again in the news, that our government, the FDA, had hired a military contracting company to oversee the VAERS database to process all those reports.
Yeah. Just like, well, Kennedy Jr. said the government ordered the shots from the very beginning. So I guess it would make sense that they would then control the data coming out about the shots too.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it, but again, it's not in the news. It's not being talked about. But the fact that our government, our FDA, those people who stood in front of us at the microphones and said, yeah, we're not really paying that much attention to the VAERS system, were fascinated with what was going on in the VAERS system and hired a military contracting company to make sure, take the reports, process the reports, 30,000 reports a week of vaccine injuries. Shocking. And that it's not being talked about. But on every page across the world, you have this shooting information. It's distracting. It's tragic. And it's terrifying to think that there is a target that's been put now on the back of the Christian community. I was just talking about all those attacks on pro-life centers. Some of those are attacks on churches, mm-hmm. Christian churches that are being where the statuary is beheaded and graffiti intentionally. Look at this guy who was just arrested, who I just talked about, who was a biochemist. Mm-hmm. So at the very highest level, people who are indoctrinated with mm-hmm. this hatred mm-hmm. for pro-life and Christianity, that is one of the most dangerous things we're facing right now as a mm-hmm. country. And with our youth who don't understand the value of human life, they're not being taught it.
Right.
Right. They're being taught other things. But it's undermining their mental health to not be taught the value of life. Mm. That is my personal impression. And it's creating nihilism. And it's creating mm-hmm. this sense of, you know, the suicidality mm-hmm. and the willingness to... Well, you see all the people who are willing to deface themselves with hundreds mm-hmm. of tattoos, mm-hmm. not valuing, again, their bodies.
Yeah.
So... I know some people love tattoos, but mm-hmm. I'm talking about the self-destructive way some people use them.
By the way, I just wanted to mention that Kennedy asked Mayorkas, who is the 7th United States Secretary of Homeland Security, to define an assault weapon, and he said he isn't an expert. He can't define what an assault weapon is.
Senator Kennedy.
Senator Kennedy was asking the Department of Homeland Security head, the attorney that's been serving in this, not the head, but the attorney, right? Mayorkas, how to define that. He works for Homeland Security, and he could not define an assault weapon because he's not an expert. Sorry.
You know, okay. what's interesting is they got a Freedom of Information Act and had some interviews released about Uvalde. Mm-hmm. And they said that the reason that those 300 police officers who were amassed outside the classroom mm-hmm. with one gunman were afraid to go in is that, quote, in the memos, he had a battle rifle. Mm-hmm. Who uses that terminology, a battle rifle? What is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah,
well, and what's funny is they had battle mm-hmm. rifles, too. Mm-hmm. Right. And mm-hmm. they're trained with weapons mm-hmm. that are similar in size and effect. So
I love what they come up with, though. It's intriguing for sure.
Yes. Big article in the New York Post. Mm-hmm. Uvalde cops admit they were too scared of school shooters AR, quote, battle rifle.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's just the most like a narrative. Here's mm-hmm. another narrative. He has a battle rifle. Somebody warned.
Well, no, nobody uses that term.
Nobody uses that term. That's out of left field.
I always look at human behavior, and there was no, when I'm looking at all the results of the footage that we saw, the human behavior aspects don't match up. And so I have questions. And if anyone can answer those questions, great.
Sure.
Bring them. I would love to have you answer them, and I'll just shut up, you know. But I have far too many questions, for sure. Thank you so much. Thanks, Susan.
My pleasure.
Anyway, I'm just... always stunned at the level of shaming that goes on if you ask questions. It's amazing to me. If you're one of those people that does that, stop doing that. Don't shame people for asking obvious things, okay? Ah, so frustrating. Thank you. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow with Chris Ann Hall and Uncle Milty. See you tomorrow.